judges selected the queen for a day. Immediately, the winner received a crown, robe, roses, and a brand new washer and dryer. Remember, it was just queen for a day. The next day, she had to attack that mound of laundry, to use the washer and dryer. And I'm so grateful that being a member of God's royal court lasts far beyond this weekend and well into eternity. Well, this is the way God views us, his daughters. God sees us as lovable, capable, beautiful, full of joy, filled with his truth and radiating his light. And so, why is it that instead we often view ourselves like this? I am short. That the politically correct word is vertically challenged. Yes. So when shopping for clothes, I head for the racks filled with garments designed for women who are tiny, trim, short, and squatty. So whether you're short or tall, Romans chapter 3 tells us there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. During his ministry on earth, Jesus encountered a man from Jericho with two shortcomings. Chief tax collector Zacchaeus was not only short in stature, but short on honesty. Then Jesus noticed Zacchaeus viewing him from above the crowd on the parade route, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Wow, what would people think? Jesus was socializing with a sinner. And the short man, overwhelmed that Jesus would honor him, responded with a changed heart, saying, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And here are some thoughts for us on sin today. You know that sin causes your cup of joy to spring a leak? And sin is a short word that often makes short work of its victims. You can't simply put your sins behind you until you face them. And in the spiritual sense, all of us are vertically challenged and we need a Savior. So when you think short, think, "So happy our Redeemer triumphs. Praise the Lord that our inheritance is in him. He is the strong tower that we can look up to in all situations." So we're going to talk about our royal inheritance. We know that material things are temporary because a new car doesn't look quite the same 3 years later and doesn't smell the same. It's temporary. You got so excited to get that new car and then, what happened? A few things down the road. But what's so incredible about God's word is that it is never changing, and at the same time, it's fresh and new when we read it. And the Bible is our ultimate will and testament. Let's see what inheritance the Lord is giving us. As we read printed words, God's Holy Spirit speaks to us through the words, and the antiquated passages no longer just seem historic, but they have supernatural power to come alive in our hearts. It's kind of the rhema word. You're reading it, and all of a sudden the light bulb comes on, and, "Wow, that's just for me. How did God know I just needed that scripture just at that time?" That's the miraculous part of it, the supernatural. Can't be explained, but it's there, it's real. And all of the promises that he gives us are absolute, that he never goes back on his promises. So it's our ultimate will and testament. The prophet Jeremiah says, "I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promises to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." Joshua 3:8, "Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the water. What God is saying is, I need you to trust me. Step in the water. Faith takes possession of the promises of God. And the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm saying, there it is. It's in the storehouse of God's word. Claim your inheritance in Christ. Claim it. It's there. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So as a woman of royalty, I'm asking us all to identify. This is what a woman of royalty does, I believe, is identifies her shortcomings, considers God's treasured promises, has I lack confidence, I am lovable and capable, and replaces wedges with the fruits of the Holy Spirit.